AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. New York is on alert after a video believed to be from the Islamic State group surfaced, showing images of Times Square. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will not be intimidated.
It is the goal of terrorists to intimidate and disrupt our democratic society. We will not submit to their wishes.
There was another video released Wednesday showing what the extremist group claims is a bomb hidden in a soft drink can. In that video, they claim it's the kind of bomb that brought down the Russian passenger jet last month. Islamic State militants also claim to have killed hostages from Norway and China. The videos came out on the same day as police in a Paris suburb raided a home in search of the man believed to be the mastermind of the Paris attacks. This French official says two people were killed in the raid, including one who detonated a bomb.
At least one terrorist exploded. Killed herself with an explosive. The floor of the flat collapsed, and the state of the bodies and what is left of them will demand some more investigation.
Eight people were taken into custody. Protesters who were camping out near the entrance of a police station in Minneapolis have been moved out by police.
Sometimes there's upwards of 9 to 12 people. They're covering the camera. They were blocking so you couldn't see in or outside of the precinct so people couldn't come in. They were adding tents.
That's Police Chief Janae Harto. The protest began after the shooting of a black man by police over the weekend. A California woman is weighing her options after a judge ruled against her in her fight to keep her 5 frozen embryos. The embryos were created with her now ex-husband. He objected to her keeping them and had asked that they be destroyed. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogel says he is profoundly sorry. He's to be sentenced on child pornography and sex crime charges. He faces a possible sentence of more than 12 years in prison. This is AP Radio News. Federal researchers are shutting down their experiments on chimpanzees.
The government had already declared the use of humans' closest relative as a test subject was coming to an end. In 2013, the National Institutes of Health said it would retire most of the several hundred government-owned chimps still living at research labs. But it set aside 50 animals to be on standby, just in case they were still needed for a public health emergency. Now those chimps' lab days are over, too, with the NIH director saying there's no justification for continued invasive research with the animals. Some labs will still use chimps for non-invasive behavioral studies. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
In San Francisco, an FBI agent who posed as an East Coast mobster is expected to be back on the stand Thursday in the murder and racketeering trial of a key defendant in a Chinatown crime investigation. The agent has already testified the defendant accepted thousands of dollars, even though he had claimed he did not want to be involved in criminal activity. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.